Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, 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 Krishna, Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
So Hari Bol, I'm very, very happy to see all of you.
Hari Bol, jako mi je drago da vidim sve vas.
I will speak to you as I always do through my Serbian voice.
I govorit ću vam kao i uvek preko svog srpskog glasa.
We are very happy to greet amongst the guests in our summer camp, the ninjas.
I jako mi je drago da možemo da pozdravimo na našem letnjem kampu ninja.
Today, Bali's ninja group will do a presentation for all of us.
I danas će Balijeva ninja grupa napraviti jednu prezentaciju za sve nas.
And we have invited already the students of Bali to come before the presentation, because we want to give you, before you do the presentation, a gift.
I mi smo već pozvali unaprijed ove Balijeve ninđe da dođu pre te svoje prezentacije, zato što smo želeli pre nego što to napravite da vam damo jedan poklon.
A gift which comes from our heart.
I to je poklon koji dolazi iz našeg srca.
The temple of sound.
Hram zvuka.
Now before we start, I would like that all of us greet our ninjas. Nasi dragi ninja, ninja ji. By raising their hands in the air and chanting Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
A sada pre nego što bilo šta započnemo, ja bih želela da mi pozdravimo od sveg srca naše ninđe, naše drage ninđe, tako što ćemo dići u vis naše ruke i reći ćemo Go!
Go! Blenati! Marija Rijepo! Haribo. I think not even the champion in boxing has ever been greeted so nicely.
Ja mislim da čak ni šampion boksa nije nikada bio pozdravljen tako srdačno.
As maybe some of you know, the ancient spiritual warrior, the Kshatriya of India, used to take the weapon of sound.
I kao što ste možda već čuli, drevni duhovni ratnici u Indiji, kšatrije, oni su koristili oružje zvuka.
See, from for our eyes, this may be firm metal, but really, from another perspective, it's vibration.
Vidite, iz naše perspektive, ovo može biti samo čvrst metal, ali ako gledamo to s jedne s druge strane, to je samo vibracija.
On a sub-automatic level, this is not so firm any longer.
I na jednom subatomskom nivou ovo nije više tako tvrdo, čvrsto.
It are very, very tiny particles vibrating in different frequencies.
Zato što u njemu postoje jako, jako sićušni elementi koji vibriraju na određenim frekvencijama.
If you think about this, you are now sitting on your behind on the floor, and everything seems to be very stable, the floor and your behind.
Ako razmislite sad malo o tome, vi sada sedite na podu i sve izgleda jako čvrsto, i ovo na čemu sedite, a i vaš deo tela.
But on another level, it's really subatomic particles, universes apart from each other, vibrating with energy.
Ali ako dobro razmislite o tome, onda ćete shvatiti da tu postoje ti subatomski elementi koji su čitav univerzum udaljeni jedni od drugih i vibriraju na sasvim različitim frekvencijama.
If you understand the sound of or the science of vibration, you will know that certain vibrations can actually break bridges.
I ako razumete tu nauku o vibracijama, onda možete znati isto da određene vibracije mogu srušiti mostove.
You know, when soldiers walk all in the same vibration over the bridge, it goes
Znate, na primjer, kada vojnici, kada svi idu u istom ritmu po mostu, onda od te vibracije most može da se sruši.
Because the vibration interferes with the subatomic vibration.
Zato što se ta njihova vibracija sukobljava sa vibracijom mosta.
When I was a young boy, I often saw these Hungarian Schmaltz movies where, you know, one man has vowed or charmed the girlfriend of another man.
I kada sam ja bio mlad, onda sam često video neke mađarske filmove u kojima bi se dešavalo da jedan čovjek da on očara devojku drugog čovjeka.
Yes, and then this new man sat with the woman, but the old man was so disturbed in his heart that he took a violin, and as the two were taking their glasses to toast, to drink a toast, this man went, and the glasses with the wine broke.
I onda kada bi ova nova osoba sedela sa tom ženom i oni bi upravo želeli da nazdrave, držali su čašu u rukama, a ovaj raniji dečko ili taj drugi čovjek, on bi uzeo violinu i svirao bi tako visoko i onda bi njihove čaše jedan put puklo tog zvuka.
Sound is very powerful. It can go into the structures of the matter.
I zvuk je jako moćan i on može da prodre u strukturu materije.
And so in Vedic, the Vedic warriors knew to apply the power of sound in their combats.
Tako da su vedski radnici poznavali kako da upotrebe zvuk u svojim bitkama, njegovu moć.
We know of Arjuna who sat down, touched his hand with water and spoke the sacred mantra.
I mi znamo priču o Arjuni koji je seo, koji je dodirnuo vodu svojom rukom i izgovorio je svetu mantru.
And then he made like this, and a bow came, and an arrow came just by the chanting of the mantra.
I onda je on digao svoje ruke i onda je doletao prvo luk, a onda je doletala i strela. Jednostavno se pojavili iz te mantre.
Then he would take the arrow.
Onda bi on uzeo strelu.
Say another mantra.
Onda bi rekao sljedeću mantru.
And he would shoot the arrow.
I onda bi ispalio tu strelu.
But the arrow, after when it left the bow, was no longer an arrow.
Ali ta strela, kada bi napustila luk, ona je prestala da bude samo strela.
It had become a mountain.
Ona je postala planina.
And the mountain came and annihilated a whole army.
I onda je planina došla i uništila je čitavu vojsku.
This is the power of sound.
I ovo je moć zvuka.
Sound is so powerful, Damodar Prem.
Zvuk je tako moćan, Damodar Prem.
Especially if you know the power of sound and how to use it.
A specijalno ako poznaješ moć zvuka i kako možeš da ga upotrebiš.
I'm traveling all over the world now. America, Belgium, soon China. And we teach there in mantra retreats how to use the power of sound for spiritual upliftment, not for killing someone or you know, throwing a mountain on top of President Bush.
Ja trenutno putujem čitavim svetom, bio sam u Americi, u Belgiji, uskoro ću ići u Kinu i kad putujem ja onda držim seminare po čitavom svetu o mantri i o mantri koja nam može pomoći da se uzdignemo duhovno, a ne da ubijamo ljude ili da bacamo planine na čitave vojske ili u stvari da bacimo planinu na predsjednika Busha.
No, no, we teach mantras to purify the consciousness so that the consciousness acts like a mirror in which the image of God appears.
Ne, ono što mi radimo jeste da podučavamo druge tim mantrama tako da mogu da pročiste svoju svesnost i da onda mogu u toj svesnosti da vide Boga.
Is there someone who takes care of our youngest guests?
Jel' ima nekog tu ko vodi računa o našim najmlađim gostima? Mm-hmm.
So, today I want to also teach you a powerful mantra.
Danas ja želim da vas naučim jednoj moćnoj mantri.
You can show where there are playing places for children and all that. Mm-hmm. So, for that I would like to make a little experiment with all of you.
I za takvo nešto ja bih želela da napravim jedan mali eksperiment sa svima vama.
I would like to bring you into the cathedral of sound.
Ja bih želela da vas dovedem u katedralu zvuka.
Now we need for this absolutely someone who takes care that any persons who feel some discomfort you know, it, that there is a peaceful atmosphere because it's a meditative process. So who can do this? That means when the child screams, you know where the child can play and all of this.
Potrebna nam je jedna osoba koja bi se sada brinula da ovdje bude mirno i tiho i koja zna gdje da uputi djecu da se igraju ako su nemirne ili kogod ima neku drugu potrebu nego da sluša.
Maharaj, we will just start. If, here comes our Jayapataka Maharaj.
Sada možemo da poželimo dobrodošlicu našem Jayapataka Maharaju.
Dobro došli, Maharaj. So we will first do our exercise, the Cathedral of Sound, and then Jayapataka Maharaj will kidnap all of us and bring us to India.
Sada ćemo prvo napraviti našu prezentaciju koja se zove Katedrala zvuka, a onda će nas naš Jayapataka Maharaj ukrasti, kidnapovati i odvesti će nas u Indiju.
And first of all, I request all of you to sit straight. You should have the spine straight. You can almost feel that there is like a rope on your head that pulls you up a little bit.
I sada bih vas sve zamolio da sednete uspravno i možete gotovo osjetiti kako vas jedan konop vuče ovdje za glavu i drži vas uspravno.
Yogis know that when you sit properly, when the spine is straight, then the energy can flow very nicely and you can be very alert and concentrated.
I jogi znaju da kada sedite uspravno, onda je energija slobodna da teče i onda možete biti jako pažljivi i usredsređeni.
And when you are comfortable, please close your eyes.
I kada vam to bude odgovaralo, molimo vas da zatvorite oči.
We absolutely need someone outside who tells our devotees to be silent for this, who will do this. Vedarane, you just go lovingly to everyone who do you and tell them. You will now learn something about the power of sound.
Sada ćete naučiti nešto o moći zvuka.
Please start by concentrating on your breathing.
Molimo vas da započnete tako što ćete se skoncentrisati na svoje disanje.
Breathe in and out.
Udahnite i izdahnite.
Through the nose.
Kroz nos.
Just watch your breath as it comes in and out of your body.
I samo posmatrajte vazduh kako ulazi u vaše telo i kako izlazi iz njega.
Breath is your best friend.
I vaše disanje je vaš najbolji prijatelj.
It's a friend you cannot do without.
To je prijatelj bez koga vi ne možete.
When the breath leaves your body, you are forced to leave the body.
I kada taj vazduh napusti vaše telo, onda ste primorani da i vi napustite vaše telo.
Because breath is so essential to us. breath is identified as God. Pranosmi, I am prana, says Krishna.
Zato što je taj vazduh od suštinske važnosti za nas i on je jednak Bogu. Sam Bog kaže, ja sam prana.
Slowly deepen your breath.
Polako produbite svoje disanje.
Now whenever you breathe out, feel as if you're giving the whole weight of your body to the gravitation.
A sada, dok izdišete, osjetite kako dajete potpunu veru osjećaju gravitacije.
Our purpose is to be very alert.
I mi sada želimo da budemo potpuno pažljivi.
Whenever we breathe out, we give our body to the gravitation.
I kad god izdišemo, mi predajemo svoje telo gravitaciji.
Feel the weight of your body.
Osjetite težinu svog tela.
Now give your right leg to the gravitation.
A sada dajte svoju desnu nogu gravitaciji.
You don't need to carry your leg any longer.
Ne morate više da nosite tu svoju nogu.
Just relax it totally.
Samo je pustite potpuno.
Do the same with your left leg.
Sada učinite isto sa svojom levom nogom.
Just let it fall.
Samo je pustite da padne.
And while keeping your body hanging on your skeleton, give the trunk of your body to the feeling of weight.
I dok dopuštate vašem telu da visi na vašem skeletu, pustite svoje telo, svoj trup da padne.
Especially your shoulders.
I specijalno vaše ramena.
Oh, you all have so hard shoulders.
Svi imate tako ukočena ramena.
Just hang everything, hang your whole body like you would do so with a hanger, when you have a hanger where you hang your shirt, you just put your body there.
I samo pustite svoje telo. Upravo kao što na vešalicu stavljate odeću, isto tako uradite sa svojim telom.
Now we will do a powerful exercise with sound.
A sada napravit ćemo jednu moćnu vežbu sa zvukom.
Our goal is that the sound goes through all of our body.
Naš cilj jeste da zvuk prođe kroz naše čitavo telo.
An ocean of sound.
Okean zvuk.
And we will go into this ocean.
I mi ćemo ući u taj okean.
I will one time chant one mantra alone.
Ja ću jednom odpevati jednu mantru sam.
And then we will do it all together.
A onda ćemo to uraditi svi zajedno.
When you hear my signal, then you start.
I kada čujete moj signal, onda i vi započnete.
Yosh. Now we concentrate on the area of the heart.
A sada ćemo se skoncentrisati na područje srca.
And again we will chant Ram. One time I do it alone, the next time with you.
I onda ćemo opet pevati Ram. Prvi put ću to ja uraditi sam, a onda ćemo svi zajedno.
Concentrating on the upper part of our skull.
A sada ćemo pevati istu mantru dok se u isto vrijeme koncentrišemo na gornji dio naše glave.
There where the fontanella is.
Ovdje gdje se nalazi fontanela.
Ra. Fixing our attention into the area of the heart.
A sada ćemo započeti sa jednom veoma moćnom mantrom i to radimo dok se skoncentrišemo na predio srca.
It has four or three recognizable syllables.
I ova mantra, ovaj zvuk ima tri ili četiri prepoznatljiva dela.
I will chant it one time alone.
Ja ću prvo otpevati jednom sam.
And when you hear your signal, it's time for all of us to enter this mantra.
A onda kada čujete signal, onda je to znak da svi zajedno učimo u ovu mantru.
While you chant it, you can meditate that a golden color enters the area of your heart.
I dok je pevate, možete meditirati kako zlatna boja ulazi u vaše srce.
A golden person with a golden effulgence.
Zlatna osoba zlatnog sjaja.
Okay. Gauranga.
Gauranga.
end, we will now chant this mantra with more strength.
A za kraj, mi ćemo mantrati, pevati ovu mantru sa više snage.
We will try to give our inner energy, that is the energy of the heart, into chanting this mantra.
Mi ćemo pokušati da damo svoju unutrašnju energiju, energiju svog srca u pevanje ove mantre.
I will do it one time alone and then we will do it together.
Ja ću to prvo uraditi jednom sam, a onda ćemo svi zajedno.
Gauranga,
sedite mirno i da pustite toj vibraciji zvuka da jednostavno kruži po vama.
And now take both of your hands and rub them.
Sada uzmite svoje dlanove, pretrljate ih.
Put them to the eyes.
Stavite ih na svoje oči.
And then slowly take them away from your eyes and look into their hands as if you see them for the first time.
I onda polako udaljavate svoje dlanove od očiju i gledate njih kao da ih vidite po prvi put.
You have just now experienced the power, something, some small of the power of sound.
I upravo ste iskusili samo jedan mali delić moći zvuka.
Malitski. There is an ocean of information in the Vedic scriptures about this.
Postoji okean informacija u vedskim spisima o ovome.
It is amazing what people report when they chant these sacred mantras.
I zapanjujuće šta svi ljudi kažu, šta im se dešava kada pevaju ove svete mantre.
One person chanted Gauranga in an accident which almost, you know, frontal crash with another car 120 kilometers an hour.
I jedna osoba, ona je pevala ovu mantru Gauranga, uzviknula je to kada se sudarila sa drugim kolima pri brzini od 120 km.
Gauranga! And then he thought, bang, he would be gone.
I onda je mislio, kras i nema me više.
But he reported, it was as if a power took him out of the car, shup, out of the front window, and put him on the side of the autobahn and then the two cars crashed.
Ali onda se desilo da ga je moć tog zvuka iznala kroz prednji, kroz ovaj prednji deo na kolima i stavila šofer Šarno i stavila ga je na deo pored autoputa, a kola su se sudarila.
Our Jaipataka Swami, who is sitting next to me, travels all over the world and introduces large communities, spiritual communities, to chant this mantra, Gauranga. He's known also as the Gauranga Swami.
I naš Jaipataka Maharaj, on putuje po čitavom svetu i upoznaje čitave zajednice ljudi sa ovom mantrom, tako da je on poznat kao Gauranga Swami.
And many people, when they chant this mantra, feel as if a divine personality enters into their hearts.
I mnoge osobe kada pevaju ovu mantru imaju osjećaj da božanska ličnost ulazi u njihovo srce.
My dear ninjas, my dear friends and my dear skeptics.
Moji dragi ninja, moji dragi prijatelji, moji dragi skeptici.
This mantra is so powerful.
Ova mantra je tako moćna.
If you can learn this, wow, it's amazing what will happen in your life.
Ako možete naučiti, nemoguće je nezamislivo je šta se sve može desiti u vašim životima.
We all in our community, the Hare Krishna people, we chant this mantra, but mainly the Hare Krishna Maha mantra.
I mi u našim Hare Krishna zajednicama mi mantramo i ovu mantru, ali uglavnom mantramo Hare Krishna mantru.
And there are two types of Hare Krishna devotees, some who don't understand the science of the mantra, but others who understand it, and they are in the majority.
I postoje dve vrste bhakta, oni koji ne razumeju moć mantre, i postoje oni koji čine većinu i koji razumeju tu moć.
And those who practice this mantra with full understanding, they experience tremendous changes in their lives, becoming free from you know, that these unnecessary material desires which pull us towards material life.
I onda koji praktikuju ovu mantru sa potpunim razumevanjem, oni mogu primetiti nevjerovatne promjene u svojim životima. Mogu vidjeti kako postaju slobodni od nepotrebnih materijalnih želja koje nas inače razdiru.
And they actually feel a divine feeling of love for God in their heart, which becomes stronger and stronger as the years go by.
I oni također osjećaju božansku ljubav u srcu prema Bogu, koja postaje sve jače i jače kako godine prolaze.
In the future, it is my hope that Bali Sadacha, the Otats, will arrange a mantra workshop with all his ninja students, and I would be very happy to teach you some of the more advanced techniques.
I ja se nadam da će u budućnosti naš Bali Sadačar i naš novi otac.
Novi otac, ja.
Da će on organizovati jednu mantra radionicu i da će dovesti svoje ninje i onda ću vam ja reći nešto malo naprednijim tehnikama mantri.
But for now we want to hear from our Jaipataka Maharaj, who is a resident of spiritual India, Mayapur Dham, and I heard he has some very nice upadesh, some very nice information for you.
Ali sada ono što ćemo uraditi, čućemo nešto od Jaipataka Maharaj, koji ima za nas predivne informacije o svetom mestu.
I request you all that you greet our Jaipataka Maharaj just like we greeted all of you, by raising your ruka, your hands, and calling out very loud, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol!
Go! Gauranga! Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Gauranga! Thank you.
I want to thank His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj for his taking us on a journey into Mantra Loka, Mantra planet.
Ja želim da zahvalim našem Sachinandanu Maharaju što nas je odveo na putovanje na Mantra Loku, na Mantra planetu.
And we could go deeper and deeper in a very relaxed mood.
I mogli bismo ići dublje i dublje u veoma opuštenom raspoloženju.
Of course, the mantra, there are many mantras in the Vedas.
Naravno, postoje mnoge mantre u Vedama.
And we were talking earlier today before you came that there's Vishnu mantras.
I mi smo ranije, pre nego što ste vi došli ovdje ovo popodne, mi smo govorili o Vishnu mantrama.
Which are spiritual mantras.
To su duhovne mantre.
A man means the mind.
Man, to znači um.
And tra is short for to deliver.
A tra, to je skraćenica za oslobođenje.
Or to liberate.
Za oslobođenje ili izbavljenje.
So that which can liberate our mind can release energies in a positive way. These are called mantras.
Tako da one stvari koje mogu osloboditi našu energiju, one se nazivaju mantrama.
So, the Vishnu mantras, and there are thousands of them.
Postoji hiljade Vishnu mantri.
Then amongst the Vishnu mantras, the mantra that Maharaj had, Rama, is 1,000 times more powerful than a normal Vishnu mantra.
I onda ova mantra koju je koristio Maharaj Ram, ona je 1,000 puta moćnija od Vishnu mantre.
And a Krishna mantra is 3 times more powerful than a Ram mantra.
A Krishna mantra, ona je 3 puta moćnija od Ram mantra.
And a Gauranga mantra.
A Gauranga mantra.
This is a very secret mantra.
To je veoma tajna mantra.
This opens our heart to the spiritual love, to the spiritual reality.
Ono otvara naše srce duhovnoj ljubavi, duhovnoj stvarnosti.
And Prabhupada said that's over 1,000 times the Krishna mantra.
I Prabhupada je rekao da je ona 1,000 puta moćnija od Krishna mantre.
But we usually should chant that first, and when we chant the Krishna mantra or the other mantra, then we get more effect. We get the result.
Tako da mi prvo trebamo mantrati tu Gauranga mantru, tako da kada mantramo Krishna mantre, da onda dobijemo bolji rezultat.
So, in the Vedas, there's a social orders which have different responsibilities.
U Vedama se pominju društveni redovi koji imaju određene dužnosti.
There's the Brahmanas, who are teachers and spiritual guides.
Postoje Brahmane, koji su učitelji i duhovni vodiči.
And they're very charitable in nature. Clean, honest, straightforward.
I koji su čisti, istinoljubivi, veoma darežljivi.
And then there's the Kshatriyas.
Onda postoje Kshatriye.
These are the Shivaras order.
I oni predstavljaju viteški stalež.
Usually they know the martial arts.
I obično se oni bave borilačkim veštinama.
And the meaning of Kshatriya is to protect.
I značenje Kshatriya je da zaštiti.
Especially the helpless, the innocent, and to protect them. That's part of the Kshatriya code of honor.
I deo tog koda časti kšatrija jeste da zaštite, specijalno da zaštite one koji se ne mogu sami brinuti o sebi.
And kšatrijas also they have their own codes of combat which they follow.
I kšatrije one također imaju svoje određene kodove, pravilnike o tome kako da se bore.
There's a famous family of kšatrijas called the Pandavas.
I postoji jedna čuvena porodica kšatrija, to je porodica Pandava.
And according to the Vedic history, they became the emperors of the world.
I prema vedskoj istoriji, oni su u jedno vreme bili vladari čitavog sveta.
But they had made a certain commitment which they that they would stay out in the forest for 14 years.
I onda su oni u jednom trenu dali određeni zavet da će ostati u šumi čitavih 14 godina.
And they should inherit the kingdom of the earth.
I da će naslediti carstvo Božije nakon toga. Ne, da će onda naslediti carstvo, izvinjavam se, malo sam se zbunila zbog ovog svega. Pravo iz šume.
Just now the bees may come after me.
Sad mogu i pčele da dođu na mene posle ovoga.
To get all the honey.
Da dobiju čitav med.
I may need the ninjas.
I možda će mi biti potrebno ninja da me odbrane od tih pčela.
So they, this family was on the last year, and there was an additional clause for the last year. Even if they could be found anywhere, then they again would have to start over 14 more years.
I onda je bila poslednja godina tog izgnanstva i postoje još jedan dodatan razlog, dodatan uslov, a to je da ne smiju da budu nigde pronađeni, inače će opet morati da budu u šumi još narednih 14 godina.
So they were hiding in a place called Eka Chakra.
I onda su se oni krili na mesto koje se zove Eka Chakra.
Which happens to be also the birthplace in the present age 500 years ago of Lord Nityananda.
U isto vreme Eka Chakra, to je mesto rođenja u ovom našem dobu pre 500 godina gospodina Nityanande.
You can still see that place where they were staying.
I dan danas vi možete da odete i da vidite to mesto gde su oni bili.
And there was a Brahmin family and they were their guests.
I tu je bila jedna porodica Brahmana i oni su bili njihovi gosti.
Very saintly family.
Jako sveta porodica.
And then they found they were discussing.
I onda su oni razgovarali, diskutovali.
And the son said, let me go. I'm the most useless, I'm young, I have no use, so let me go.
I onda je sin rekao, pa pustite mene da idem, ja svakako nemam ovde ništa, nemate nikakve koristi od mene, najbolje da ja krenem.
The father said, no, I should go, I'm the protector of the family, so let me sacrifice myself.
A onda je otac rekao, ne, ja sam taj koji štiti porodicu, hajde da se ja žrtvujem.
But then the mother was saying, no, I should go.
Ali onda i majka rekla, ma ne, ja bi trebalo da idem.
Let me go and be a sacrifice for the family. What do? I just cook.
I onda je ona rekla, ma hajde da ja krenem i da se žrtvujem za porodicu. Šta ja ovde radim? Pa ja samo kuvam.
But the Kunti Devi, the mother of the Pandavas, said, what's going on here? Why are you all talking about going and going?
I onda je Kunti Devi, koja je bila majka Pandava, ona je rekla, šta se ovde dešava? Zašto svi govorite o nekakvom odlasku?
So then, you see, we have a demon, cannibal, who lives nearby us, and he used to come and steal our villagers. But we made a deal that instead of stealing our villagers, on turn, each family will give one member of the family, and they should not attack us anymore and surprise us.
Vidite, onda su oni, porodica objasnila, mi ovde imamo jednog ljudoždera koji bi stalno napadao naše seljane i proždirao ih, ali onda smo se mi dogovorili sa njim, napravili smo dogovor da će svaka porodica u određeno vreme da da jednog člana svoje porodice koji će otići dobrovoljno i onda nas taj ljudožder neće uznemiravati onako iznenade.
So each member of the family was offering himself or herself, let me go. They were so selfless family.
I ova porodica, u njoj su svi bili tako nesebični da je svaki član porodice predlagao da upravo on krene.
Kunti said, well no, I have a son, he likes fighting with demons.
I onda je Kunti, majka, ona je rekla, ne, ja imam jednog sina koji jako voli da se bori sa demonima.
And he doesn't have trouble defeating them.
I nema nikakvog problema da ih pobedi.
His name is, here he is, actually they kept the name secret because they're in hiding, but his name was Bhima.
I onda ona rekla, evo, on je ovde, i tada nije rekla njegovo pravo ime zato što su se oni skrivali, ali njegovo ime je Bhima, samo da znam.
Bhima, yes, I'll go, no problem.
I Bhima rekao, da, ja idem, nema problema.
So what do I have to do?
Što treba da napravim?
So we put out a big bulla cart of food and then you. So he'll eat all that.
I onda su oni rekli, pa mi obično pošaljemo čitava jedna zaprežna kola koja su puna hrane i ti si isto na tim kolima i onda taj ljudožder on pojede tebe i tu hranu.
So then Bhima was a very strong fighter.
A Bhima, on je bio veoma snažan ratnik, borac.
One of the most famous kshatriyas in the history.
Bio je jedan od najčuvenijih kshatrija u istoriji.
So they put out that offering in a designated place for the demon to come.
I onda su oni postavili tu ponudu na određeno mesto gde bi demon došao.
So one of Bhima's names is Vrikodar.
A jedno od Bhiminih imena je Vrikodar.
Means having the stomach like a wolf.
Što znači da ima stomak poput vuka.
Always very narrow, but he can eat so much.
Vuk ima veoma uzak stomak, ali može da pojede jako puno.
So before a fight it's good to be strong, so let me eat this food.
I onda je on pomislio, pa pre ove bitke daj da malo jačam i pojeo svu tu hranu.
So he started eating all the food from the offering there for himself.
I onda on krenuo da jede tu hranu, sve to pojeo.
The demon came, what are you doing eating all my food?
I onda je došao demon i rekao, šta to radiš? Što jedeš moju hranu?
He came pounding Bhima on the back, Bhima just eating.
I onda je on krenuo da udara Bhima u leđe, a Bhima je samo jeo.
Sometimes Bhima pushing him back, wait a second, I'm almost finished.
I onda Bhima povremeno samo bi ovako stavio svoju ruku i rekao, sad čekaj samo malo, samo da završim s jelom.
When he finished all the food, then he was ready to fight, very strong.
I onda kad je završio sa jelom, onda je bio veoma snažan i bio spreman za borbu.
So they said they had a huge fight, throwing each other, pushing each other back and forth.
I onda su imali veliku borbu, udarali su se i gurali međusobno, napadali.
They made a big indentation in the ground from their fighting and pushing.
I onda su napravili veliko udubljenje u zemlji od te svoje borbe.
This happened about 5,000 years ago.
I sve ovo se desilo pre nekih 5000 godina.
Still there's an indentation in the ground.
I to udubljenje u zemlji još uvek može i dan danas da se vidi.
And then finally Bhima defeated this demon and killed him and saved all the villagers from this heavy danger, fear that was hanging over them.
I onda na kraju Bhima pobedio ovog demona i spasio sve seljane od te velike opasnosti koja je visila na njima.
Bhima would fight sometime with a club.
I Bhima bi se ponekad borio sa svojim topuzom.
Because he was so strong.
Zato što je bio tako snažan.
But he knew how to use many other weapons.
Aha, borio se svojom pesnicom, ali nekad znao isto kako da potrebi oružje.
Could fight barehanded also.
Aha, isto bi se borio rukama.
His younger brother.
Njegov mlađi brat.
Arjuna. He wanted to get some super weapons.
Arjuna, on je želeo da nabavi super oružje.
To protect the kingdom.
Kako bi zaštitio kraljevstvo.
So he did this type of meditation and mantras for a long time according to the guidance of his guru. And this way all the celestial beings were very pleased with him and came and gave him celestial weapons.
I onda je on jako dugo meditirao na određene mantre pod vođstvom svog učitelja u tim radničkim veštinama, tako da su sva nebeska bića postala vrlo zadovoljna njime i onda su došli da mu daju nebesko oružje.
So like this he became the greatest archer in the world.
I na taj način on je postao najbolji strelac na čitavom svetu.
He could arm an arrow by mantra and shoot it and it would go for long distances exactly where he would send it.
I on bi mogao da uputi strelu samo uz pomoć mantre i ta strela bi išla, prelazila bi velike udaljenosti i pogodila bi tačno u cilj.
So as a warrior he was also using special warrior mantras.
Tako da je on koristio specijalne ratničke mantre.
Many of these things have been lost today.
I mnoge od ovih stvari su danas izgubljene.
Or they exist in small portions in China and Japan and different parts.
Ili su još poznati u nekim malim delovima negde u Kini, u Japanu.
In India, they have some special schools of martial arts in Manipur and Kerala, but it's not so common anymore.
I čak i u Indiji postoje još uvek neke takve škole specijalnih borilačkih veština u Manipuru i Kerali, ali to nije više tako uobičajeno.
So, even Srila Prabhupada said in our gurukuls, one-sixth of the students should be taught to be kshatriyas, because we also need people with chivalry, with courage, who can deal with kind of aggressive situations.
I čak je Šila Prabhupada rekao da bi u našoj školi, u našim školama za decu, da bi jedna šestina dece trebalo da bude obučavana u tom šatrijskom duhu kako bi mogli da nas zaštite od napadača.
So this is previously spiritual life and the mantras were mainly used by brahmanas and kshatriyas, by the priestly class and by the warrior class.
I kao što vidite u duhovnom životu obično te mantre koriste ti staleži sveštenika i staleži boraca koji štite.
If someone had both the qualities, very great wisdom and spiritual understanding, as well as being a courageous warrior and a fighter for the protecting the right causes.
I neke osobe imaju obe od tih kvaliteta, oni u isto vreme su jako mudri, imaju duhovno razumevanje i u isto vreme imaju tu snagu i hrabrost da zaštite one kojima je potrebna pomoć.
They were called Rajarshis.
I onda takve osobe su nazivane Rajarshi.
Raja means warrior or king, and Rishi means a wise person.
U ovoj reči rađa to znači kraj, a riši to znači mudra osoba.
Because if one learns how to fight, it's also a responsibility. If you misuse it, then it's a bad karma. If you use it right, then it's a very good karma.
I takođe ako umete da se borite, onda imate još jednu odgovornost, zato što ako to upotrebite u dobre ciljeve, onda je to dobra karma, ako to zloupotrebite, onda je to loša karma.
Used in the right way can even be a cause of liberation.
Iako tu svoju veštinu upotrebite na pravi način, onda to može biti uzrok oslobođenju.
So, I'm very glad that you're learning to defend yourself and defend the right cause, and you have a very wise spiritual and experienced warrior guru. Teacher.
Meni je jako drago da vi učite kako da zaštitite sebe i kako da zaštitite druge i imate jako veštog i mudrog duhovnog učitelja, učitelja koji je isti borac.
The Vedas, apart from the main spiritual teachings, there are also Upavedas or Sub-Vedas which teach us many practical things we need in the material world.
I Vede, osim toga što imaju mnoga duhovna učenja, takođe postoje i Upa Vede koje nas uče mnogim praktičnim stvarima koje nam mogu pomoći u ovom svetu.
Astronomy and astrology is called the Jyotish Upa Veda.
Naprimer, astronomija i astrologija, oni se nazivaju Jyotish Upa Vedan.
And like buildings and construction is called the Silpa Shastra.
I način na koji se grade zgrade i konstrukcije, to se zove Supa Shastra. Shilpa Shastra.
That includes art, sculpture, paintings, things that are needed in a beautiful building.
I to u sebe uključuje arhitekturu, vajanje, sve umetnost, one stvari koje su nam neophodne da bismo napravili lepe građevine.
Any comment? Could be. They call it in like in South India, that the people who design the buildings are called the Silpis. But it could be also Stapatya, another word.
Имам овде еден коментар да постои такође још неки други списи у ведама који се баве овим вештинама и Махарадж исто каже да сигурно, зато што у јужној Индији људи који се баве грађањем, они се називају супи, тако да могуће да се та, да постои да и та друга веда, да се она исто бави грађањем.
Then for medicine it's called Ayurveda.
Онда за медицину имамо Ayurveda.
And for war and for fighting and defending, it's called the Dhanurveda.
A onda veda koja se odnosi na ratovanje i na odbranu, ona se naziva Dhanurveda.
We heard that because in Dhanurveda they also have missiles, and that Hitler was researching the Dhanurveda and got the idea about missiles there. Really?
I onda imamo informaciju da je čak i Hitler, da je on znao za postojanje te Dhanurvede i da je tamo čuo za postojanje projektila i da je onda čak on pozvao neke bramane iz Indije da dođu u Nemačku i da ga pouče.
So this thing can be used or misused. We are trying to promote the correct use of them.
Tako da znači uvek možemo tu svoju veštinu da upotrebimo na ispravan način ili da zloupotrebimo i mi uvek podržavamo to da upotrebljavamo svoje veštine za dobru svrhu.
I live in Mayapur, which is in India, which is on the bank of the Ganges.
Ja živim u Mayapuru. Mayapur se nalazi u Indiji na obali Gange.
And it's a holy place where everything you, your mantras you chant there are 1,000 times more powerful.
I to je sveto mesto koje je jako moćno i mantre koje tamo mantre koje su 1000 puta moćnije nego da ih mantrate ovde. Možete se svi okrenuti, ovamo se nalazi na ovom zidu, je ovo platno obešeno, pa možete se okrenuti ili ako nekome treba može preći u ovaj ovde deo ispred oltara, pošto će lepše videti nego da je tamo nazad. U stvari tamo neće uopšte da vidi.
Lord Chaitanya was born on a full moon day.
Gospodin Chaitanya, on je bio rođen na dan u noći punog meseca.
In the month of April, March. February, March.
U mesecu koji po istočnjačkom kalendaru pada u februar.
Keep going.
Koji pada u februar, mart.
Keep. See here, there's like a lotus with 8 petals.
Možete ovde videti jedan lotus koji ima 8 latica.
Navadvip means 9 islands.
I Navadvip to znači 9 ostrva.
So each of these islands also has some mystical connection.
Tako da svako od ovih ostrva ima neku mističnu povezanost.
This is also known as the land of Gauranga.
I ovo je takođe poznato kao zemlja Gorange.
There's 9 islands.
Tu postoji 9 ostrava.
Simantadip, Gaudamdip, Madhadip, Koladip, Ritudip, Janudip, Rudundip, Rududip, Antadip, Navadip. Those are the 9 islands.
Sad je Maharaj rekao upravo imena svih ovih 10.
I'm sure you memorized them all already, so I won't repeat again.
Neću opet da ponavljam imena, kaže Maharaj, jer sam sigurna da ste već sve zapamtili.
But this is that was a symbolic 8 petal lotus. And practically, the different colors here show the different 9 islands.
I ona je bila bio je simbolički prikaz u pitanju, a sada vidite mapu, kartu na kojoj je prikazano svih ovih 9 područja.
There, back. So now there's 3-4 main rivers.
I ovde postoji 3 ili 4 glavne reke.
But previously there were more rivers and the islands were all distinctly surrounded by water.
Nešto ranije u prošlosti postalo je više reka i sva ova ostrva, ona su bila jako očito je bilo da su izdvojena jedna od drugih i među njima su bile te vode, reke.
So So each time we try, every year we go on a pilgrimage, we walk around the nine islands. Of course, for your ninja practice, you could run around it a couple days.
Mi svake godine idemo u obilazak svih ovih devet ostrava i mi onda idemo, koračamo, ali što se tiče vaše ninja vežbi, prakse, mogli biste da opračavate okolo.
And there's different, there's a place that where Bhima was visiting and having a big fight.
I tu se također nalazi mesto koje posjećivao Bhima i imao je tu velike borbe.
Another place where the Pandavas came with all the five Pandavas.
I onda jedno drugo mesto gde su došli svih pet Pandava.
Shiva. And Durga, they all had pastimes here.
Durga, svi su oni imali ovde svoje zabave.
And many pastimes, of course, of Lord Gauranga.
I mnoge zabave takođe imao i gospodin Gauranga.
Haribol. The supreme spiritual energy created this land in order to please Krishna.
Vrhovna božanska energija je stvorila ovo mesto kako bi zadovoljila gospodina Krishna.
So when Krishna comes here, he assumes many of the characteristics of his supreme energy.
Tako da kada Krishna dođe na ovo mesto, on poprima mnoge od osobina svoje božanske energije.
Just as supreme energy is known to be very merciful and very beautiful and golden in color. So when Krishna comes, he is merciful and beautiful and golden in color.
I poznato je da božanska energija, da je ona jako milostiva, da je jako lepa i da ima zlatnu put. Tako da kada se Krishna pojavi na ovom mestu, on je upravo takav. On je jako lep, jako milostiv.
Krishna comes, part of his activities are being a warrior.
A kada Krishna, kad Krishna sam dolazi, onda jedan deo tih njegovih zabava jeste da bude ratnik, borac.
To like it comes as Rama, comes as Krishna, he had great battles and great victories.
Znači kada dolazi na ovu zemlju kao Rama ili kao Krishna, on onda vodi velike borbe.
Gauranga, he conquers people by his mercy, by his beauty, by his love.
Ali kada siđe, kada dolazi Gauranga, onda on osvaja ljude svojom lepotom, svojom milošću, svojom ljubavlju.
So that's another great power.
I to je jedna drugačija vrsta moći.
It's gone. Go. Said internal and exterior desires. His external desire was to spread this chanting and of the mantras and awakening people's inner love for humanity, for especially for the source of all humanity, the Supreme Person.
Kada je Gauranga sišao, on je imao te spoljašnje, da kažemo, manifestovane želje koje su u stvari bile da prošire pevanje mantri kako bi ljudi, kako bi se uzdigli duhovno.
Haribol. So, we'd like to invite you to come sometime. Maybe Balisadachari can bring some of you to visit Mayapur Dham and participate in our pilgrimage around the holy places.
I ja bih ovom prilikom želeo sve da vas pozovem, možda Bali Sadačari može jednom da vas pozove na hodočašće i da vas dovede da obiđete sva ova sveta mesta.
There was one great master who was going around the holy abode of Navadvip, and in the night he had a vision of a golden temple and a golden city.
Postoji jedan duhovni učitelj koji je u davnoj prošlosti, on je obilazio ovo sveto mesto i onda u jednom svom snu video zlatni hram.
So we hope that when you come, you get a vision of some of these spiritual higher realities.
Tako da se mi nadamo da kada dođete, da ćete vi dobiti viziju, da ćete moći da vidite neke od ovih viših duhovnih stvarnosti.
So Navadvip can link us with Krishna and awaken our love for Krishna.
Tako da Navadvip, on može da nas poveže sa Krishnom, može da nas probudi.
That we are freed from the reincarnation cycle in the material world and elevated to the spiritual liberated state.
Može da nas oslobodi od kruga reinkarnacije u ovom svetu i da nas uzdigne do oslobođenja za duhovni svet.
Maybe sometimes we commit offenses to other living entities, different kinds of offenses which are blockages for our spiritual progress, material progress. These are removed by visiting Mayapur.
I možda smo u nekom trenu napravili neke uvrede koje sada predstavljaju prepreke na našem duhovnom putu, ali ako posjetimo ova sveta mesta, onda će te naše prepreke biti uništene.
You just do some simple seva services there in Mayapur and you can be achieve salvation.
I onda tamo možete napraviti neke jednostavne službe. The topmost.
Okay, there are many holy places where you get spiritual blessings, but this is considered the most powerful in this age.
I postoje različita sveta mesta gde možemo dobiti različite blagoslove, ali ovo mesto, Mayapur Dham, ono se smatra najuzvišenijim od svih svetih mesta u ovom dobu.
Here's how Lord Chaitanya, by the chanting, he won over the hearts of even envious people.
I gospodin Chaitanya, on je uz pomoć ovog mantranja, on je došao do srca svih ljudi.
This is an important part of martial arts. At first, if you can just talk to the people and avoid a fight, that's actually better.
I ovo je u stvari umetnost u borilačkim veštinama. Ako možete jednostavno da razgovarate sa ljudima i da izbjegnete bitku, onda je to mnogo veća veština i umetnost.
But in normal situations, if someone else is aggressive, then you have to know how to defend yourself.
Ali u nekim drugim uobičajenim situacijama kada su osobe agresivne protiv vas, onda morate da znate kako da upotrebite svoje veštine.
So whatever your desire may be, get your desires fulfilled easier by visiting the holy abode and to develop a higher taste for higher and more purified desires.
Međutim, kakve god da su vaše želje u vašem srcu, možete ih sve ispuniti ako posjetite ovo sveto mesto.
Okay. Just Jagai Madai, they were very aggressive.
Ovdje imamo Jagai i Madaja koji su bili jako agresivni.
And Lord Chaitanya was tempted to using force to retaliate.
I gospodin Chaitanya, on je onda bio primoran da upotrebi silu.
But Lord Nityananda was so kind, said if you have to kill them, you'll have to kill so many people in this age of Kali, modern age. So I beg you to please forgive them and I'll deliver them.
I onda je gospodin Nityananda rekao, ako sada ubiješ njih, onda bi morao ubiti mnoge druge ljude u ovom modernom dobu, tako da te ja molim da im ti oprostiš.
So like that, these two who had become like mafia type people, they became humble devotees and their hearts were changed.
I onda ova dvojica ljudi koji su bili poput današnje mafije, oni su postali ponizne bakte i njihova srca su se promenila.
These are just some of the things that happened in Mayapur. You come there, I will tell you some more. Or if you want to hear, I'll tell you some more later. I don't want to miss the optimum time for you to perform. We came here also to see how you've been taught. Maybe you'll get some new students here.
I ja mogu još mnogo toga da vam kažem u Navadvipu, ali reći ću vam to nekom drugom prilikom, jer sad ne želim da propustim ovo najbolje vreme da nam vi prikažete svoje veštine i ono što ste naučili od vašeg učitelja.
Just a little introduction where I live in Mayapur. It's a really beautiful place there on the Ganges.
I ovo je bio samo mali uvod da vam pokažem to mesto gde ja živim, na obali Gange.
I want to thank you all for coming and are very kind of you on our festival to show us some of the The Secrets of Ninja.
Ja želim sada svima puno da vam zahvalim što ste došli i što ćete nam pokazati neke od tajni vaše veštine ninja.
And last year I met many of you, and today I see some new and some old faces, and you're all, I can say, very dear to us.
I ja sam sreo i prošle godine neke od vas, tako da sada vidim mnogo stara lica, vidim i neka nova lica i mogu samo reći da ste nam jako dragi.
To follow ninja, you have to follow a regimen, a discipline, and to do our type of yoga, we also have a discipline, so there's much in common.
I da biste bili pravi ninja, morate da sledite određene propise i morate da imate, da budete striktni i u stvari da sprovodite jednu vrstu joge, baš poput nas, tako da smo slični u dosta stvari.
Today I learned a Serbian mantra.
A danas ja sam naučio jednu srpsku mantru.
Ja nisam ovo telo. I am not this body. Because part of the process of yoga, we should know where the living force in the body, which is much more powerful than the body, so if we can awaken that spiritual force, then we'll be more powerful than just a strong body. So we want to see both the things develop.
Zato što je jedno od naših učenja da postoji moć u nama koja je mnogo moćnija od ovog grubog tela, tako da ako možemo to da naučimo i to da upotrebimo, onda će to imati još više koristi za nas.
And as a teacher, one of my duties is to serve the students and try to get them to be very expert in their yoga practice.
A jedna od mojih dužnosti kao učitelja jeste da služim svoje učenike i da ih naučim kako da budu uspešni u praktikovanju joge.
That's another mantra I learned in Serbia.
A to je još jedna mantra koju sam naučio u Srbiji.
Vasan, ja sam, a Vasa sluga. Hare Krishna.
I think Bali should now tell us where the students their mission now.
Sada će Bali uputiti svoje učenike gde treba da idu.
Ok, idemo sada se malo obučimo pa ćemo malo izići gore opet gde smo bili prošli put na livadi malo da odradimo i svoj deo. Ja sam nadam da ste bili zadovoljni sa ovim što ste čuli, pa idemo dalje. Hare Krishna.